Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that...
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio Live, and I hope my co-host is on with me right now live. I hope I've connected him. Hey, Cap, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here. Can you
All
hear
right,
me?
We did it. We did it. I tell you what, I've never done this before, and I was like, I'm winging it here. But, Cap, listen, the floor is actually yours because I did not have a scheduled show. So the floor is yours. Hey, say what
well,
you got to say and tell me what the hell's going on.
Floor. This is my problem. I had a scheduled floor, and then I switched it because I had some other stuff that I had to do, and then I wanted to switch it back. I wanted to switch it back tonight and then do the show. That's what I wanted to do. And then I get on Facebook, and all of a sudden my Facebook turns into Spanish. Now, I got nothing against the Spanish language. I got nothing against the Spanish people. But the problem is, we're in America. We do not speak Spanish. I'm sorry. But we're Americans. We speak English. Why? I don't know. I didn't invent the Americans. I did not invent us. I just know that we speak English. And I don't like, I am so frustrated right now. I swear to God, my entire Facebook account switched over to Spanish. Then I tried, then somebody tell me press number one, you do this, you do that, and it kind of went over and then it kind of didn't. But it hasn't. It has not kicked over. And then I tried going back on my Blog Talk Radio program because I wanted to go back on the air because then I was pissed. I was trying to do, here's what I've been doing all day. I'm a writer, okay? So I was working all day on a script. And this is what I wanted to spend my time on today was a script. But I couldn't. And then when this happened, I wanted to go on my Blog Talk Radio program that I already had scheduled. But I switched it for tomorrow. But it wouldn't let me go back on. It would not let me go back on. Now, I'm sorry. Look, I am done with this crap. Everybody has got to be so sensitive to all these other languages. Well, how come nobody can be sensitive to the English language? Joseph, please explain that to me. Why cannot we, as Americans, be sensitive to the English language? Why do we have to be sensitive to all these other languages? Why can we not be sensitive to the English language? What is wrong with it? Am I out of my mind? Am I losing my freaking mind here? I'm going to go nuts. I swear to God, I'm going to blast off in a deep space nine tonight. I'm going to lose it.
But why? But listen. Okay, your Facebook page switched over to Spanish. Okay. But why do you think this has happened? Has someone hacked into your account, you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I really don't know. I know that I fight against a lot of different kinds of tyranny. Every kind of tyranny, any kind of tyranny that you can think of, and I'm going to fight against it. I fight against the government. I fight against the law enforcement. I fight against this. I fight against that. And God forbid, maybe they found out that I said something about Ted Cruz. Oh, my God, and I supported Donald Trump. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. We've got to shut this
You're son a racist.
Of a down.
You're a racist.
I'm
You're
a racist.
Racist.
I'm a homophobe. I'm a this. I'm a that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, I had a great friend yesterday, and I called him up, and I really wanted to talk to him, and I, you know, and I'm frustrated with this whole election cycle. And you know what? This is what this election is about. This election, and what happened on the weekend, that was the last straw with Ted Cruz with me. That was the last straw. That was it. I was done. I was absolutely done. And I called my friend, who is a very big Ted Cruz fan, and he's working here in New York on his campaign. And he sends me pictures of him and his wife and all this, and that's fine. And I've done some audio work for him against other people, and I got no trouble with that. And I said, look, I will support you. I will do some audio work for you. I will do commercials. I will do whatever it is that you want me to do. I will do it. I will help you out. But I called him yesterday, and I was almost in tears. I was just absolutely out of my skin. Of what Ted Cruz did over the weekend, I was absolutely out of my skin, and I said, "Look,
to the people who don't know, explain what he did do."
Well, I'll tell you what he didn't do. That's what he didn't do. This is what pisses me off. Here's what he should have done. Here's what Ted Cruz should have done. Now, I don't care about the rules. I don't care. I'm so sick and tired of these Facebook posts of everybody talking about these cockamamie rules. Well, you know, Ted Cruz was organized, and he's ganging up, and he's getting all of these delegates, and Donald Trump isn't going out there, and he's not organized. He's not getting the delegates. Well, you know what? Here's the difference between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is going out there and he's fighting for your vote. He's fighting for the people's vote. Ted Cruz is fighting and buying. Let me tell you this. He's buying the delegates' votes. He's sending them on trips. He's giving them dinners. He's giving them gifts. This is nonsense. You do not buy your delegates' votes. You earn your people's votes. That is an election. And that's what this election is over. That's what this is about. This is about the American people are sick and tired of having their voice being stripped away from them and given them to a certain group, a party elite, a group of what? Who are these people? Who voted these people in? Where did they come from? And they're going to tell me who my candidate is?
Cap, that's what I always said. Who the hell are these delegates? I mean, yeah, we've heard of these delegates before. Who are these people? Who voted for them? Who are they? I want to know.
Let me tell you something. I know that we live, this country is a republic. It's not really a democracy like people think. It is a republic, but it is a representative republic, which means, I know it's a different kind of republic, which means that we vote people into office to represent us, them, but us. So if the majority of the people vote these people in, and same with the delegates, that's what this is about. If we vote for Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Joe Smucatelli, it really doesn't matter who the name is, whoever we vote for, we expect our delegates to vote for us, not for them. And what happened in Colorado, and I got it right here in my hot little hands, and I read it on my show last night. I was so, or not last night, but Monday, I was so pissed. I was so pissed off. They have actually a resolution that forbids any delegate in Colorado, which where my roots came from, and I've got relatives all over that state. That's where my roots came from, and this is what really bothers me. This is what really I'm a grown man, but I'm this close from freaking tears. I am so pissed off. I got two choices. I can either go on a murder spree or I can cry. I am at that point. I don't know which way to go. I am so pissed off. But they have a resolution which forbids the Colorado delegates from voting for Donald Trump. They have to vote for Ted Cruz. Now,
oh my Lord!
Vote, and I've got it right here in my hands. My God, Joseph, you would not believe the crap that is in here. I mean, this stuff, and I read it. I read the entire resolution last night.
Who is the governor?
Before.
Who is the governor of Colorado? He's in charge of the state of Colorado. I believe we should call the governor of Colorado and find out what the hell's going on in his state.
Oh, no, absolutely. But you know what? Here's another thing, and this is what I said on my show the other night. And I said, look, I said, Ted. I said, look, I mean, if you are really going to stand up here and you're going to tell me you're this big Mr. Constitutionalist, you're this big man that's going to fight for the American people's First Amendment, their Second Amendment, their Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, all these other amendments, you're going to stand up and you're going to be a stand-up man and fight for the American and for their rights. Well, here's what you should have done, Ted. Here's what you should have done. You should have said, Colorado, I am not about to accept one delegate unless you have a legitimate vote. And you know what? You know what would have happened right then? You know what would have happened? People would have seen that and go, hey, wait a minute. This guy is standing up for me. He's standing up for my First Amendment
right.
So
true. That's right.
They stripped away in Colorado. They stripped away everybody's rights. And I invited the man, what the hell was his name? Mr. Lindsey. Larry Lindsey, that was the man's name. He had enough. He's a lifelong Republican, and he's been a delegate for over 15 years. And he goes up there because he dared to vote for Donald Trump. Oh, what a racist son of a bitch he is. He goes up there and he votes for Donald Trump, and they said, you know what? Well, you're out. We don't even have you registered in the county. They stripped away.
Oh, my, really?
Yes. They did.
Wow.
This is what's going on. Well, there's a big protest going on Friday in Colorado. A huge protest going on in Colorado. And good. And good and good and good. And I'll tell you something, Ted Cruz, you screwed up. He's going out here and he's pounding his chest. Oh, look at me. I won Colorado. You won what? You didn't win anything. You bought the delegates. You bought them. You did not win the people's vote. And there's a difference between buying a delegate's vote and winning the American people's vote. At least Donald Trump is out there trying to win the American people's vote. He's not concerned with the delegates. I don't care about what the rules are. I don't care about that. I care about the candidate that wants to get my vote, that wants to sell me. You sell me. You give me a reason to vote for you, and I will vote for you. But if you can't give me a reason to vote for you, you're not going to get my vote. And if all you're going to do is buy a delegate's vote, that's all you're doing is buying a delegate's vote, and then you're going to pound your chest, oh, look at me, I won Colorado. You didn't win anything. What did you win? You didn't win anything. You bought Colorado. You didn't win it. Donald Trump is at least out there. Say what you want about Donald Trump, and I'm not supporting anybody. I mean, I'm still on the fence, but Donald Trump is at least out there fighting for the American people's vote. He's fighting for you. He's fighting for us. He's saying, look, here's the reason why you vote for me. What is Ted Cruz doing? He's out there. He's buying delegates' votes. He's not buying my vote. He's not giving me a reason to vote for him. And that's why I cannot support Ted Cruz. I'm done with him. He's out.
You're absolutely correct. And Cap, I'll tell you what. Why don't we call Ted Cruz? Why don't we call him right now? I got his campaign headquarters phone number. I know we're going to get a voicemail. But why don't we tell him what's on our mind?
Let's call him up. I know. Look, and I told my friend, and he knows Ted Cruz, and he has pictures with him, and he has pictures with his wife. And I said, I want to meet this guy. I want to talk to him face to face. I want to meet him face to face and have a conversation man on man and just find out where he's coming from. He said, well, might come in the future. And I said, I don't want the future. I want it now. I said, this is wrong. And he tried everything he could. And he called me back about 50 times yesterday trying to get me back on his side. And he knew, and I could tell in his voice that he knew that he lost me. He knew that he lost me. And I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to campaign for Ted Cruz. I'm not going to do any commercials for Ted Cruz. I'm not going to do any voiceovers. I'm not going to do that. This election, what this election is over this year, this election is over. The American people are sick and tired of having their voice taken away from them and then given to a certain group, a party elite. Who the hell are you? You don't tell me who my candidate is. I tell you who my candidate is. That's how it works. And that's what this election is over. And that's what's going on. And yes, we're going to have a brokered convention. We're going to have it. And we're going to have an uprising. And I don't know.
We will. You will. You're right. But hey, Cap, I got his phone number logged in right now. I'm going to go ahead and dial it. And we're going to see if we can get his campaign headquarters on right now.
And I'm not going to be disrespectful. Right, I'm not going to cuss at him. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be professional. I'm not going to cuss. I swear to God, I'm not going to cuss.
I'm hoping this is the right number that I have right now, but I was looking it up while you were talking, and I'm hoping it's dialing right now as we're speaking, but I may not have it, actually. I may not have the actual number, but I'm not sure. Do you hear a ringtone on your side?
No.
No, okay. I'm going to go ahead and cancel that, cancel the call, and I'm going to go ahead and try to put it through one more time to see how it goes, and let's see if we can get this going here.
Yeah, I know. That's a little bit tricky.
Well, I called people on the show many times before, and and tonight, for some reason, it's not working properly. So I don't know if it's because you're a co-host or not, but I'll place that guest. What I'll do is I'll place that guest in it.
I'm becoming a really big enemy. And you know what? I think that is the highest distinction that you could ever give me, is calling me an enemy. Because you just – it is. What it is, I look at it as a report card, and you just gave me an A plus. Told me I did my job. You gave me an A plus. So go ahead. I got no trouble at being your enemy. No trouble at all. This is about freedom. That's what this is about.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. You're absolutely correct. And what I'll do is, while you got the floor here, I'm going to try to contact. I'm going to get some contact numbers, because I've actually done this on my show, where I've tried to contact their campaign headquarters, and through no avail, I've gotten no response whatsoever. Because of course, we're not owned by the bankers. We're not owned by the international bankers. We're alternative media. They don't.
Right.
They don't want to. You know, we don't have scripted shows where the people are told what to say or told what questions to ask, you know.
Right.
So you, Cap, if you get Ted Cruz to answer questions on your behalf, let me tell you, I know you'll take it to his rear end, and so would I. And we want to know the truth. But they wouldn't dare come on one of our programs. I mean, I'm luckily,
you know,
to have...
I told my buddy, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to be disrespectful to him. But
yeah,
I just want him... I just simply want the man to sell me, give me a reason to vote for him. And I said, what is the reason why I should vote for him? And he paused, and he couldn't come up with an answer. And then he came up with something, and I don't know what the hell it was, but it was nothing. He doesn't have an answer. He does not have an answer.
Wow.
Nobody has an answer. And you know what? Ted Cruz is losing a lot because of what he did in Colorado. And if he'd have just came out and been a stand-up man, all he had to do was be a stand-up man and say, look, Colorado, I'm not about to accept any of these delegates. They're not mine. I did not earn them. We will have a special election. And if the American people, if the Coloradans vote for me, then they vote for me. If they vote for Donald Trump, they vote for Donald Trump. If they vote for that absolute loser, what the hell is his name? Kasich? What this guy?
Kasich. I was talking to a family member tonight about that Kasich. And let me tell you, that Kasich, he's a nut job. How the hell did he become governor?
I mean, I thought I was out of my damn fool mind. This guy is out of his damn fool mind. He's crazy. He's nuts. He's a nut job. And he's a GOPE, which means he's a Republican establishment candidate, and that's who they want. They don't like Ted Cruz. Now, here's my theory, and I said this the other night. And here's my theory. If there is a third party, and I know every election there's always that talk of a third party. We always hear that. Well, this election is serious. This is a serious election, and people are really talking about a third party. Well, let me just say, if there is a third party and Donald Trump is going to go to the third party, well, let me tell you something, Ted Cruz. Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be left in the dust. Okay, you're going to be left in the cold. They're going to pick this John Kasich, this loser, this junk, this filth, this garbage, this nothing burger, and you're going to be left out on the cold. You're going to be left with nothing. You understand, Ted Cruz? If there is a third party, you are not going to be elected. If you think for one second that the Republican Party are going to select you as our candidate, I mean, roll up another joint and smoke it, because that's about all you're worth.
He's a pawn, like many of my supporters say. Look,
he's been
presidents
bought.
Are
he's
not elected;
bought.
They're selected. You know.
Well, you're right, and that's the problem, and that's what this election is over. The American people are sick and tired of having their voice being stripped away from them and given them to somebody else. That's not democracy. That's not America. America, we have a First Amendment right. You do not screw with the First Amendment. You don't screw with it. You don't do it. And I'm a firm believer. I know people think that I'm crazy, but that's fine. I'll take that distinction. Okay, fine, I'm crazy. But First Amendment is your most important amendment, because without your freedom of speech, all other freedoms are moot. And think about it. Yeah, you can have freedom of religion, but if you're not allowed to talk about it, what the hell is the point?
That's true.
Without your freedom of speech, all other freedoms are moot. And that's exactly what this is about. This election this year is about the freedom of speech. That's what this is about.
I've got a Ted Cruz dial tone right now, I hope.
All right.
All failed. All right, hung up on me. Hang on, I'm going to try one more time.
And I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to be rude.
It says it's dialing, so it's a wrong number. I'm trying to get a contact information for Ted Cruz while you're talking, but I do have a caller on the line who wants to chip in here, and this is Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. This is Connecticut, the state of Connecticut, and Joe, I'm going to go ahead and pass you through right now. I hope I can connect you. The computers are working a little slow. All right, how you doing, Joe? How you doing?
Can you hear me okay? I'm calling from the moon.
I can hear you.
No, I'm calling from a long way away. I just happened to tune in, and I recognize the voice. That must be the captain. And you're talking about elections and everything. And I didn't realize you were trying to get a hold of Cruz. And frankly, I don't think you will. You know, I've been a purporter for years to not vote, and I think this election is proving it more accurate than any year past. When the popular vote doesn't matter, when the delegate vote doesn't matter, and they can change the rules at any time they want, it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter.
That's so true.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. You're right. But the American people are sick and tired of it, and they want it to matter. And that's what this election is over. The American people are tired of it, and they want their voice to matter. They want their vote to matter. They want them to matter. And if Ted Cruz is going to sit here and pound his chest and talk about how great of a constitutionalist he really is and how he's going to be fighting for the American people's First Amendment rights.
Hang on, Cap. I may have Ted Cruz's campaign headquarters. Hang on.
All right.
Finally, I got a number.
They can run and hide.
The mailbox of the person you are calling is currently full and cannot accept new messages.
Yes.
Please try your call again later. Thank you.
Oh, yes, our mailbox is full.
That's listed on the internet for Ted Cruz.
Definition of a politician, the ability to tell you to go to hell in such a way is that you really expect the trip. You're not going to talk to these people, and they're not going to answer your questions.
Right on.
You're right, Joe.
I mean, they're not. And why should they?
What difference does it make?
Well, you're right. You're right. As Hillary Clinton says, what difference does it make? Well, it does make a difference, and it is making a difference this year. This election, that's what this is over. And if you're going to bring a third party, you're going to force the people to bring a third party. Let me tell you something, GOP. The Republican Party is over. It's done. It's gone.
I believe if they go to the convention, we will see such an uprising from the people that you're right.
Yes.
The political venue will actually be so distrusted and broken down that none of us will ever recognize it again. Never.
And that's what we need. You know, it's like this in a nutshell. When I leave my street...
I'm sorry, Joe from Meriden, I'm trying to dial numbers for the Cruz campaign.
I got it. I hear it.
I got 12 numbers here, and while you guys talk, I'm doing that because it's hard to do, you know, things in between, but hopefully
the mailbox
of
the person you are calling is currently full and cannot accept new messages.
All right.
Please try your
this
call again
every,
later.
This is every campaign headquarters for Ted Cruz.
Give me 30 seconds, and then I'm going to go on hold, and I'm going to listen to you guys talk. But, you know, it's like this. When I leave my street and I want to go to the store and I have to go left, there's an accident down the street, I go right. Now, I know I have to go right again and go around the block to get down there, but if there's another accident, then I'll go left. They've had years and years of practicing here. They have flowcharts. They have the smartest people around. They know win this, lose that, win this, lose that. answer your phone. Your mailbox is full. Don't answer this. Well, that's a good question. That's an important. They know every answer to every question because they're selected. They're not elected. And
right.
you're absolutely right. This is the most important election, and Trump has done it. The problem is I haven't trusted any in the past, and I've yet to trust one. But if there's anyone there that may do it, it is Trump.
Well, no, you're right. And you know, this is the reason why people are migrating towards Donald Trump, is because they are sick and tired of all these so-called conservatives that get up there and they pound their chest. I mean, we've got Mitch McConnell. We've got remember that John Boehner, the little crybaby?
Listen. I spell Boehner, B-A-N-E-R. I don't know how he spells
spell
it.
I spell him Boner.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a boner. That's
there
all
you
that
go.
He is. He's a boner. That's it. And he's going to get up here and he's going to pound his chest and, oh, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm going to be so conservative and I'm going to be all this. And the American people say, oh, okay, well, that's great. He's going to be conservative. Look at him. He's pounding his chest and he's going to get rid of this and he's going to fight for me. And then when it comes down to actually fight, what does he do? He drops trowel and surrenders. And the American people are sick and tired of that. They don't want another politician. And that's why they're migrating towards Donald Trump, because they don't trust Ted Cruz. Well, Ted Cruz, I'm sorry, but you have proved over and over and over again that you can be bought. You can't buy Donald Trump. He's worth too much money. You can't buy him. He can't be
so
bought.
True.
That's
so
the truth. That's the truth. All the politicians have been bought and paid for, and they're not going to pass anything unless it's in someone else's interest.
Right. No, I mean,
that's absolutely correct.
I mean, that's the problem. I mean,
this all
boils down to money. Is who can pay me the most, and then I will vote for you. And now, my good friend Mark Levin, and I am beside myself. I do. I like Mark Levin, but he's involved in this crap too. This is what really bothers me. This is what really, I mean, he broke my heart. Mark Levin, you broke my heart. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. You did. You broke my heart. Why are you getting involved in this crap? Now, they have had, I can't remember the guy, and I reported on this Monday. But they had a guy that he bought a whole bunch of his books, and now Mark Levin is getting over $1 million in royalties because they're going to hand out his book, Liberty and Tyranny, which is, what, 6 years old now? And he's going to be getting paid to campaign against Donald Trump and campaign for Ted Cruz.
Wow.
Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Levin. I'm sorry, Mr. Levin, and I love you, and I do. And I think you're a great ambassador for freedom. I really do. But this is not freedom. You're not leading by example here.
You must listen to Michael Savage as well.
I do listen to Michael Savage from time to time, and I like Michael Savage. I like everybody.
There you go.
I mean, I like listening to all different kinds of conservatism. I don't like
That's just true.
Listening to one and think, okay, I've got all the answers that I need.
That's
no.
true. Very true.
You can't do
all
that.
Right, Cap, listen, Cap, what I'm going to do is I think this may be the switchboard for the White House, so we may see, because we're not getting anywhere with that group.
This call may be monitored, but will not be recorded.
They're connected. Hang on. I think we're going to get somebody here.
It's closed. Just like the country.
I'm sorry, but the president
Thank you for calling
is
the White
the Muslims.
To write to President Obama or to submit a new request for a presidential message,
yeah.
please visit us on the web for faster
yes,
service.
Please.
Our
yeah.
address is
yeah.
www.whitehouse.gov. /contact.
Oh,
to write to the President or Mrs. Michelle Obama via postal mail, the address
Mrs.
is the White
Michelle
House,
oh, you
1600
mean,
Pennsylvania
Michael
Avenue,
Obama?
Northwest,
oh, okay.
Washington, D.C., 20500.
Maybe we may get
Salutations
an operator.
Dear Mr. President or Dear Mrs. Obama, to write to Vice President Biden or Dr. Jill Biden, the address is also the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Please note, due to security concerns, processing time for receiving and responding to postal mail can take several weeks or more, and that we strongly encourage use of the website.
It'll take several weeks or more before we figure out what the hell we want to say to you, what kind of lie that we want to tell you, then we'll tell you. I mean, what a joke.
Invalid entry. For help, press star H.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, huh?
Speaking of lies, I have something to get out here that maybe most people haven't
hang
realized
on. Let
yet.
Let me hang up on the White House, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
Let me hang up
sure.
on the White House. This is the White House's switchboard, by the way. There, they're done. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
This Bernie Sanders and his $15 an hour minimum wage and everything, of course, if you're out there working for $7.35 an hour or whatever, you want the $15 an hour.
Of course.
But the government collects, you know, 15% of your $7 an hour or whatever, so they collect a dollar for every hour you work. Well, if you double your wage, they're going to collect twice as much. And not only that. If you make twice as much, these people that are now on government assistance won't qualify anymore. So that $400 or $600 or $900 in rental assistance will vanish. And you know what? Everyone's going to be worse off later than they are now because they're going for the dollar, and they should vote against it when the time comes.
Hey, look, Seattle and Los Angeles, both cities, have voted for this cockamamie $15 an hour minimum wage. And you know what? They're having problems. They're having difficulties. McDonald's right now, they can't stay in business. And now they've got machines that do the job for a human being. Now, how are you putting people to work? How are you putting people to work by taking away their jobs? How are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not Albert Einstein, but I'm a far cry from Duffer Dumbbutt. But how in the hell can you possibly put people to work when you're having machines do their job? It doesn't work that way. It can't happen. You want to get $15 an hour, well, then you're going to have to find another job. Working at McDonald's, yes, sir. Would you like fries with that, sir? welcome to Walmart. I mean, you're not going to get – you don't deserve $15 an hour to say, would you like fries with that? Or welcome to Walmart. Anybody can say that. I can say that. You can say that, Joe. And so can the caller, Joe. He can say that, too. Anybody can say
that. Yes, correct.
And again, it's like the $15 minimum wage. What if this is their goal, to put everyone out of work, to bring us down to a third world country?
Of course it is.
Right. And speaking of Einstein, the guy that invented everything, the guy that has all these patents and everything, you know, if I worked in a paint factory, I'd have lots of paint at home, and I'd have paint that nobody ever got before. And unfortunately, he worked as a clerk in the patent office. So what does that tell you?
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't.
No, it's the truth.
You can't.
It's the truth.
You cannot make any of this stuff up. And what's going on here, and I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the hottest summer on record, and this has nothing to do with temperature. This is going to be the hottest
summer on record. That to bring up the global warming subject, and you remember, Cap, I was on one of your shows where some idiot called in. The global warming is just a – come on.
Please, stop with the global warming. Stop. Don't get it.
Oh, wait a minute. I got Cruz's office here. I may have Cruz's office.
Right.
Hang on.
All right.
I hope.
he's on TV right now with Anderson Cooper.
All right. Hang on.
The mailbox of the person you are calling is currently full and cannot accept new messages.
Yes, we can't accept
all right,
any
we
messages.
Hung up on him. But I do have one, you know, I'll just try one more. If everyone
just
be paid. Just one more. This is a switchboard. And all these politicians' offices, this is such a – how do you contact your local representative?
You know, I did get some live voices on my show a few times, but you know what? It's such a project, and it's so difficult, you know? And I'm going to try one more real quick.
Thank you for calling the White House comments line. The office is closed. Your comment is important to the president. Please call back between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Our direct telephone number is 202-456-1111. Once again, our number is 202-456-1111. Information about the White House is available at
All right. Goodbye. That's how you get a hold of your political representatives, folks, when you need them. The people who are supposed to represent your views, wants, and to protect you and to serve you. These are, you know where they are right now? They're at a $500 steakhouse, a courtesy of you.
When some people talk, you hear wah, 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 wah. When I call up politicians, it's like going to a carnival. I hear that calypso music in the background. And you know what? You're never going to get anywhere, and you're never going to get it out of your mind.
That's true. And Joe, I know you're a supporter of my program, and you know we've gotten a hold of live people before. Because this was a show we threw together at last minute, and I've just been looking up numbers. But we have gotten a hold of live people. But tell me, when we did we ever get any type of resolution live on the air with these people?
not that I recall.
All right. And that's the problem. And Cap, real quick, and we put this show together rather quick, and I do support the people in the chat room that did log in really quick.
First of all, before we even get going any further, I want to thank you, Joe, for the last minute for putting this together. You did not have to do this. This is not your scheduled show. You did not have to do this. You did not have to do this, and you took it upon yourself to do this. So you know what? I thank you. I really do. I really appreciate this, the fact that you would take it upon yourself when you didn't have a show and say, wait a minute, we got a guy that can't get on his own show, let's do my show, and you did it. So you know what? That tells me what kind of guy you are. That really tells me what kind of guy you are, and that says a lot, and that goes a long way, and that really goes along with what Ted Cruz should have done. Ted Cruz should have said, wait a minute, I'm not going to accept these delegates. They're not mine. I did not earn them. I did not earn them. I'm not going to accept them. And Ted Cruz would have won a lot of people's votes because of that, but what he did, he shot himself in the head. And you know what? He's going to lose New York. He's going to lose New York big because of this. He pissed off New York. He's losing a lot of ground now because of what he did in Colorado. And there is a huge, 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 or as Donald Trump would say, huge protest going on Friday. And I support that protest going on Friday. Coloradans are not happy. They are not happy sailors right now, and they should not be. They had their voice stripped away. He said, you don't count. You're just a people. We count. We're the delegates. We're the elite. We count. You don't. So whatever we shove down your throat, that's what you're going to swallow. Well, guess what? We got a little thing called freedom in this country, and we're not about to let that happen. And you know what? There is going to be a big rebellion. And if you really want, I'm sorry, GOP, but if you really want a battle, you better be careful, because the American people are prepared to give you the whole damn war. Be very, very, very careful with that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct, Cap, and I thank you for that. And just for the supporters who did log in, because this was put together in short notice, and I appreciate the people in the chat room, the guests, and, of course, Joe, who called in, who's a main supporter of my program. I know I could have had many, many others, but we put this, but it's archived, and that's great. And the reason why we did this real quick is because, Cap, you need to explain what's happened to you here a little more in detail. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, my Facebook account switched over to Spanish. And I couldn't read anything. I couldn't find out. I could hardly navigate where the hell I was going. It just all of a sudden switched into Spanish. Why? I don't know. I didn't push anything. I didn't touch anything. And then I said, okay. Well, I was working, like I said, on my script, and I was going to take the night off and work on my script. Well, I said, okay. Well, now I'm pissed. Now you turned my account over to Spanish, which I don't speak Spanish, and I got nothing against the Spanish people, but we're America. We speak English. Why? I don't know. I didn't invent the American people. I just know we speak English. That's all I know. We speak English. So then I said, okay, now I'm going to try to switch over to, switch my date on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to go on the air, and I'm going to lose my freaking mind. But it wouldn't even let me do that. Now I'm hacked. I am completely, I can't move anywhere. My Facebook account is all in Spanish for some weird reason. I don't understand why. And I know
let's call Zuckerberg.
Oh, this worm. That worm, that little punk. I'm so sick and tired of that guy. I mean, I really am. And I just am. And first of all, he didn't invent Facebook. He bought it. He bought
That's
it
right.
from a couple of guys, and he stole it, basically what he did. He stole it from a couple of guys in college. He didn't earn this. He didn't earn this. He doesn't deserve this. And now, now he's given all this information over to the feds. Anything you say, anything you write on Facebook, guess who reads it? The feds. They read everything that you write. And so I was pissed. So I said, I knew that he was going to do this. And so I wrote him, send me into your little Facebook jail. I don't care. I mean, this is what they do. They send you into Facebook jail and they suspend you for a week. I mean, where the hell is the First Amendment? Where you can suspend somebody
right.
for their First Amendment for a week? You don't
Amendment. And that's what they do. And before Facebook, I worked at many universities here in Connecticut. And that was the basic protocol on campus for communication between the student body and everyone, for that matter. And in 1999-98, I started that with the forensic officer for the state of Connecticut, Henry Lee, because that's when it started. Well, it started long before that, but I mean the actual implementation of it with the NSA mm-hmm. and all of that.
So Joe, you worked at Yale University working with Dr. Henry Lee, and if anyone doesn't know who that is, he's a worldwide known forensic scientist who, if any type of criminal, he actually worked on the O.J. Simpson case. And
yes,
you
I know.
Worked, yeah, and you worked with this individual. So what was the goal of this project that you're talking about? What was the goal?
Henry Lee, I didn't work with Henry Lee affiliated with Yale University. He was affiliated with the University of New Haven, where he taught classes and, the criminal justice and all of that. The goal, the original goal back in the late 90s was to collect computer evidence. And, of course, back then, nobody knew what they were doing. So the first goal that they came across was when you confiscate someone's computer, there may be porn on it or whatever. And that's the first mistake right there, because they're going after individuals for porn when the porn is actually provided to you by your local service provider. And AOL got its start in the Internet business by serving porn. But anyway, the goal was when you confiscate someone's computer – and you plug it in, you've already compromised the evidence. It's no longer the same once you plug it in. So that was the first mistake they were making. And their goal was to set up three locations across the United States, as well as helicopters, to intercept and record every transmission and every packet of information, TCP packets, going across the Internet, and collect that information for later review. And back then in the late 90s, 98, 99, it was in its infancy, and they hadn't even started yet, really. But that was the goal, and the goal was to get people like me involved to build laboratories, and I was supposed to build one here in Meriden, Connecticut, in Henry Lee's office, which is only about a mile from me, but I never got around to doing it because I left the university and went someplace else. But the goal was to collect information on everyone on the Internet.
Wow. everyone on the internet? And how would you go about doing that? I mean, how? What do you mean, collect information on everyone on the internet? I mean, what would you do with that information when you collected it?
Well, you could filter it out for whatever you wanted. You had PPOE then, which is point-to-point over Ethernet, which was your very basic DSL, which is a very secure transmission layer back to the DMARC hub because it's encrypted over the wires, and it's hard to break into. There wasn't any much else back then except HTTPS, Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure Socket Layer, and that was one of the more secure ones, but most web pages did that. Then there was virtual private networks, which was VPN, virtual private networks, and they had 3DES encryption. It was a triple DES encryption, which means it just wasn't encrypted once, but the packet was encrypted 3 times. So in order to break into the packets to get the data was very difficult. So, but HTTP headers, when you transmit through the internet, everything is transmitted in a packet, and the header of that packet contains very valuable information. Its source address, its destination, its address, its session number. It knows where to go, and it knows how to get back. And it contains information on what you're sending as well. Well, if you can collect this information, you can always go back and look at it and see what's going on.
Wow. So is that how YouTube and all these sites actually record your past visits to other sites?
Well, there's many ways of recording past visits. I mean, and the microshaft operating system is so insecure that it's easy for 10-year-olds nowadays to write programs to intercept everything you're doing, keyloggers and everything else that they could possibly come up with to record
now,
what you're doing.
All right. Okay, let me ask you, Joe. So, okay, you guys collected this information. It was easy to collect it. Yeah. But after they collected this information, what could they do with it? I mean, spam you? Could they make something up about you? Or like the cap here, could they turn his Facebook page into Spanish? I mean, what could they do with this information? How much power did they have?
Back then, nothing was collected. Like I said, it was in its infancy, so nothing was collected. As far as I'm concerned, how much power do they have? Well, if you're smart enough and you know what you're doing, you can basically get into anybody's computer anywhere, especially with the microshaft operating system. It's very insecure. It's security by obscurity. You have to have 16 letters. One has to be uppercase. One has to be lowercase. There has to be 2 numbers. It has to have a space in it and a special character. You know what? You can remember the password, but you know what? You get someone out there long enough trying, and they will get it. But they save the information, and they'll review it as needed. What Facebook may be doing or what Captain's problem may be, it may be his browser is set for a different language. Maybe someone got into his home system, which is probably more than likely because someone doesn't like him for what he's talking about, and they change things on him. As I said before, there are 10-year-olds out there nowadays who know much more than I know because this is what they do. So I really don't think it's a Facebook issue, but it could be. But I would think it's more a browser issue than anything else.
So what could the CAP do, or even me, or even what do we do then to prevent this from happening to us? How could we stop it? How could we fight against it? What do we do?
Well, I've never really cared about security in my computers. Back in the late 90s, I took some Linux servers and I put them together, and I made some firewalls, and I did some IP masquerading through different interface network cards from a Windows machine to a Linux machine to another Linux machine, and I changed the IP addresses, and I encrypted things. And while working at Yale and those universities, I posted signs across the campuses that if anyone could break into any one of my servers and find this file and tell me what was in it, I'll have a $100 bill for them. And, of course, this was a while back, so $100 was considerably more than what it's worth today. And I seen the lies, what people were doing, and there were some very smart people out there, but nobody ever got to the end point and claimed the prize. And I left this up for about 3 months.
Wow.
Wow. That's interesting. But again, what can the cap do to try to protect himself in your recommendation?
What I do, I had a problem, I believe, last August where someone got into my systems here. Of course, they're running Microsoft because Microsoft is easy. All the software is out there for it. It does what I want it to do most of the time. Someone broke in and made thousands and thousands of dollars worth of charges. I took everything of value, of importance, off of my computers, and I now keep it on separate thumb drives, which I plug in and access as I need them. So if anyone wants to break in, there's nothing here. I fixed all the problems with the banks and all that, and I generally keep nothing on my computers that's of any value and just reinstall the operating system when I need it. And I believe that's what everyone should do. As far as his different languages, like I said, I think it's a browser issue, but that's just a guess on my part. I'm no longer heavily into this stuff like I was before. Things change daily. There's no consistency between browsers or websites or anything like that, so you have to be constantly gaining knowledge on what's going on out there, and I don't have the time to do that.
Here's my question for you. Now, I mean, I know we have a lot of politicians that, you know, they all talk about, oh, we're going to fight for the American people's rights, we're going to fight for this, fight for that. Okay. Now, all the problems that you just said here, we got the browser, we got this, we got that, we got this, pop, 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 pop. Now, to me, it seems to me, now maybe I'm just a whack job, maybe I'm crazy, but it seems to me that something like this should be illegal. And if it is illegal, and if they're doing something like this, where they're able to hack into your private account, and they're able to switch your account from English to Spanish or Swahili or whatever friggin' language they want to. Now, is that or is not that not illegal? And
it is.
Why is not our government doing something about this? Why is our law enforcement not doing something about this? And what can we do to get them to do something about this?
It is illegal. And when my situation back in August or whatever, I got the person who broke into my system, the address of where the items were shipped, the information about the items that were shipped, the actual IP addresses where they originated from. They originated from an island off the coast of Africa. I got their longitude, latitude, down to the second of the location of their house, their street address, the pictures of the house, the pictures of the place in Miami where it was being shipped to, and nobody wanted anything to do with the information that I had. But what I do now, I get these spam mails about Viagra, Joe, go to F-Book, all this nonsense stuff. I look at the source of the emails, I find out who's sending it, the domain it's going through, and any other information that I can get from the source headers of those emails. I look up who owns those domains, and if they're United States companies, I formulate an email. I send them back the entire source. I put about a 10-line statement in the beginning of every email that says that I have their tacit agreement, which means that they've agreed to what I'm saying here already, so there's no need to reply. And what I tell them is that any more spam coming from this domain, I'm charging them $150 for every email I've received, and I expect payment. And if they don't pay me within 30 days, there's late fees and other charges which will be applied. And after 30 days, I'm selling this debt to a collection agency, and they generally stop and go away.
We have 1 minute left, Joe, and that's so much knowledgeable, the information you're giving us. But, Cap, this is your program. Joe, the information you're giving us is so important. That was so interesting, and so many people would be interested. But, Cap, we got 60 seconds. Close it out, please. This show is yours.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, again, I'd like to thank your caller, Joe, for calling in and giving us this information. And it's unfortunate that we have to go through all this cockamamie nonsense just to get on Facebook, to get online. And again, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. This is not who we are. This is not what we should be. And I'm sorry, politicians, but you got to do something about it. And law enforcement, go after the real criminals. Okay, the guy that wants to protect his farm, protect his ranch, protect his gold mine. Okay, this is not the guy that you go after. Okay, that's an American. That's a free American who just wants to earn a living. Okay, go after the people that are the real threats to society. And when they're hacking into your accounts and this is the kind of stuff, and they're stealing your identity, they're stealing your credit card information. Okay, that's a real threat. That's called theft. Theft is a threat. And Joseph, thank you so much for doing this on the spot, out of nowhere. I didn't ask you to do this. You did this yourself. You came up with this. So I mean, I am forever in your debt for this. I really thank you very much. No, you're not in my debt.
You're not in my debt. This is what friends are for. We're friends on Blog Talk Radio. I know we've run out of time, but listen, Joe, so important what he's done tonight and give us this information. Cap, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, Cap. Good night, Joe.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.